there were certain criteria used to evaluate the four sites. Size was looked at, as well as accessibility, topography, distance to the public safety building, and opportunity for expansion. And there were some other pieces of criteria.
View. Certainly for our long-term care patients, we'd like to have a view from their suites, from their rooms. Certainly from the acute care, if you've ever spent time in a hospital, it's always good to be able to look out the window. You've got some great views here in Wrangell, and that's something we looked at. Certainly the buildable area. In other words, when you walk the site, is the buildable area, let's say, conducive to building a facility that's efficient? We looked at utilities to the site, and you'll see how we rated that as we go along, and then overall development cost. So if we look at a site that might be just ideal and there's no utilities to it, that's going to affect the overall cost.
That was John Crane with the Salmon Bay Design Group. The Seattle firm designed the Nolan Center in the Alaska Island Community Services Building and did the last renovation of the hospital. Site number one is described as land above Stowe's Trailer Court. The area is made up of 87 acres. Crane said the site had good low access to it and room for expansion. It also has utilities set up on two sides. Site number two is described as land above Alpine Mini Mart. This was the original site for the hospital looked at a few years ago. It's 30 acres, and although it's closest to the public safety building, it's not ideal, and it would be expensive to develop on.
It's potentially expandable, but very expensive due to the slopes. And there's some mental health land to the side of that, and that's even steeper. So, you know, frankly, if that was the only site that became available to us, we could build on it, but it certainly wouldn't be ideal.
Site number three is the Institute site, which is made up of 131 acres. Crane says it would be very conducive for building on.
It's a large trapezoid shape. There's ample room for expansion. Certainly, I can't better the view with any site that I looked at. It's an incredible view. And the fact that there was a building there already, certainly there's low development cost.
He said the most buildable spot on the site is where the Institute once stood, since it has roads and utilities. A negative to the site is that it's about 4 miles from the ambulance. Site number four is the land on the spur road past the golf course. It's 39 acres and follows the shoreline. Crane said there's good access on the top of the slope, room for expansion, has an excellent view, but there would be high development costs. Utilities would be a difficult problem, and it may require redoing the whole road. And Crane found some other problems with this site.
When I started looking at the expense of doing that site, I kind of discounted the site off the grading for things like the firing range out there and that kind of thing, and the compatibility between a shooting range and long-term care residents and that kind of thing. So I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it turned out to be a difficult site to work on.
The criteria was looked at and evaluated, and a score was allocated for each site. The Institute ranked highest with a score of 614. The site above Stowe's Trailer Court ranked second with a score of 554. The golf course site was third with a 392, and the site above Alpine was the lowest ranked with a score of 364. Crane said the study is meant to be a tool to help the city. Once the site is picked, Wrangell Medical Center CEO Noel Ray said building this new medical center in Wrangell would have a large effect on the city and its residents.
I think it'll impact care. I think it'll impact a new hospital, it'll impact sustainability of the hospital. I think it'll impact sustainability of your workforce. And I think the one area where, you know, maybe timber or fishing is doing its thing, one thing that's going to be here is a demand for health care, and especially the nursing home and long-term care. That's actually where we see a lot of growth. Every bed is full tonight in that hospital, every single bed. And so the demand is there on health care. How do we map out going forward?
Ray said funding for the medical site will require some creative thinking and multiple sources. Ray has already identified a number of funding sources and is aware of what needs to happen to move forward. He said there will be continuing discussion with the community and the medical board, and he's eager to hear what the community thinks. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.